Joining us live, as promised, in the studio, Chief Commissioner of Victoria Police, Shane Patton. Good morning.
Morning, Tom.
Firstly, protests. The Herald Sun says today we've had 560 protests in our CBD in 6 months. That's on average three protests a day. Is this drawing police resources away from fighting crime and instead to policing protests?
Unfortunately, yes. As reported, 21 protests in the CBD alone. That's not out in the other areas as well. 9,000, nearly 9,000 police we've had at protests just in relation to the Palestinian-Israel conflict, or Hamas-Israel conflict. We have had to deploy another couple of thousand in relation to generalised protests. So, it does take its toll out in the regions. We'd like our members out there being proactive, involved in community, preventing and investigating crimes, but we need to bring them in to ensure public order.
I read in The Age today that Melbourne and Canberra are unique in Australia as being the only two cities where you don't need a permit to protest, meaning that in other cities you do need a permit. Do you think we should have a permit system here?
Oh, look, we're looking right around Australia about what we can and can't do in relation to legislation, and we're always talking to government about those things. I don't know whether the permit's the answer or not, but as I say, we continue to look around at what initiatives we can use to make sure that protests are as orderly as they can be when they occur. I mean, I look at some of the protests. I don't know whether, and it's probably a bit of a silly question, but have you seen any snow in Bourke Street, Tom?
There was one time about almost, it would have been 18 years ago, the temperature did fall to zero and I was in an office building and we could see sleet falling. So is that what you're talking about?
No, what I'm talking about is we have a lot of people who turn up in Bourke Street at these protests with goggles on, ski goggles.
Why?
And they're turning up for one reason because they've got masks. And the reason they have them is because many of them are intending to be involved in conflict,
right,
and they want to prevent the effects of our OC spray.
Yeah, and I've noticed also that a lot of the pro-Palestinian protesters wear the keffiyeh, the black and white scarf, but they wear it in such a way there's only a slit for their eyes and the rest of their head is covered up. I mean, is that also to help conceal their identity?
Look, I can't speak to that, Tom, but I can speak to these, you know, these protesters we see at every protest. And I often describe them as protesters without a cause. I mean, half of them aren't even sure what they're protesting
for. Well, they're just professional protesters.
Well, professional has a connotation of being good at your job, doesn't
right,
it?
That's true.
But Friday we had protesters who were protesting to protect protest and defend dissent.
Right.
So
protest for protesters.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So
what about the tactics? I mean, I found this extraordinary on Monday. We spoke to one of the protesters who was down in Port Melbourne. Her name is Zelda, in case you want to look her up. And I put to her there were 30 sets of traffic lights that were on the blink around the CBD in the inner suburbs. And I read later that I think two people were arrested by Victoria Police for tampering with traffic signals. Is that a dangerous new escalation in protest tactics?
What? Yeah. Absolutely. What we saw on Monday in what's been classified as the A15 protest, that's, I think, the first time we've seen traffic lights vandalised, criminally damaged. And we charged two people with offences related to that and they were bailed. But that is really dangerous. I mean, you're talking about road safety then. You're talking about risk to life.
But one of my producers has a teenage daughter who's just got a licence and he says, well, she's not very confident driving yet. Now, she suddenly encountered a busy intersection and the lights go out or it's just the orange lights flashing. I mean, she and other inexperienced drivers wouldn't know what to do and an accident could ensue.
Yeah, absolutely. You're spot on. And for us, it's these type of incidents where they conduct themselves with no regard for anyone else. I mean, go out and make your point in a peaceful, orderly protest, but where you're disrupting, you're holding people up, you're turning up with goggles on and masks because you know you're going to be confronting police. You're intent on lying down in intersections. And we arrested 17 people on Monday, and so we'll continue to do that and hold them to account. When you have such idiotic displays by protesters, it doesn't do their cause any good either, I can tell you. I mean, you see members of the public yelling at them and saying, get out of the way, you idiot.
Yeah.